Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show where you have an opportunity to ask those questions that you've been looking for answers for, and you will get the answers from your guidance, from the angels, from higher sources, so that you can actually start making the changes that you want in your life. One of the interesting things about our own minds is that they take the information that we have already experienced and just rehash it. So it's difficult to get a new perspective from your mind since it's always just looking at the old stuff. So this show was created so you'd have a place to start getting that new perspective, seeing the unexpected, the unexplained, whatever it is that you need to see so that you can truly make the changes that you want to make in your life. So if you have any questions for me, give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you've logged into the chat room, you can type your questions there, and I will be more than happy to answer them. So let's go to our first caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. My name is Zaj.
Hello, Zaj. What can I do for you?
Yes, good. Actually, I have two questions.
Okay.
The main question which is bothering most is my health. And then second question later on if the time permits.
Okay, so what is it about your health?
Yeah, you know what, I'm feeling a strange sensation in my body, and this is really bothering me too much, and it's affecting my health. I'm just feeling that something is draining me in the night or in the daytime, and it's happening continuously, and even it is happening now also as I speak to you. So I don't know what's going on, and it's really too much, the pulling sensation all the time, like something is pulling up, down, from downward, up from my head, from my neck, from all shoulders, all kinds of things. What is it all going on?
There is someone who is attached to you, and that someone is kind of feeding off of your energy. So has someone new come into your life that someone that when you're around them, after you've talked to them, you feel kind of drained?
No, I don't know any new one. Who is this person?
Okay, they're not showing me who it is, but if you like, we can have that connection released Now, once you let that connection go, that person will probably show back up in your life to reattach to you. Maybe then you'll recognize who it is.
Okay.
But if you want, we can see if we can release you from that person's attachment right now.
Yes.
Okay,
I wanted to.
Just take a nice deep breath. And Archangel Michael is coming in. And he's severing all the attachments that are not based in pure love. And he's saying that it was not just one person, there are actually three different people. One of them has been attached to you for a number of years, but maybe it was when the third person attached that you finally noticed that you were being drained. So how do you feel? Has the draining stopped?
Still feeling some vibration inside the body. And a kind of a feeling of fear is also arising within my, you know. So, yeah, it's
okay.
Still going on, I think.
That's not your fear. That's fear from one of the attachments because you've let them go. So that's not yours. So let's just let that fear move on out of you. Okay, how does that feel?
To be honest with you, I did not notice any difference. I'm still having the same thing.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions, and then when you say yes, I'm going to tell you to breathe. And we're going to be doing a method called Infinity Healing, which is activated now. So, would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing you from the need to have other people attach to you and suck your energy? And if you'd like to let go of that whole idea, then just say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing you from any beliefs that you have that say that you are supposed to feel other people's feelings, to take on their worries, their doubts, their fears, whatever it is they're feeling, that you are benefiting them in any way, shape, or form by carrying their crap? And this clearing will give you the ability to be responsible only for yourself and to not have anybody else's stuff come and stick to you. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting the truth that you are not here to save the world, that you are not here to save other people, that you don't ever have to bend over backwards to save anybody? Everybody is living the life that they have chosen to live, and you are not responsible for anyone other than yourself, not ever. You can be a mentor, you can be an example, but you are not responsible for them. If you are willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
A little relaxed after the breath, but the sensation, I still feel it in the body.
Okay, let me check in and see. Do you have kids?
Yes.
How old are they?
They're 22. One is 22, one is about to be 20.
And so have you always been there for your kids, taking care of them, giving them what they ask for?
Yes.
Yeah, because some of this is your kids. Because you've always been there for them. You've always provided them with whatever they ask for. And now they're adults, and you don't need to. It's time for them to learn to stand on their own two feet. But they're still wanting that attachment to you, wanting you to provide for them. So that's what part of it is. It's your kids.
Yeah, my kids, actually, one of my kids is kind of a completely independent, and the other kids is dependent on us because he will have to be dependent for the rest of the life because he has a physical problem because he is autistic. So that there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, you always have to look after him.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing the belief that you always have to be responsible for your child, that there's no way that he can live if you're not being responsible, and instead replace it with the knowing that when your child was created, they were given access to all of the love, the guidance, the support, the resources, everything that they would need that would come from the Creator. So you are not the sole source for your child. The Creator will always provide. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yeah, but I am, as a parent, I am responsible, right? I mean,
no.
As a parent, I have to be responsible for my child, no?
No.
Why is that?
What it is that you've taken this responsibility and you've made it your burden. It's your obligation, your duty, your burden. And
yeah,
that means it weighs you down. So you're telling me that the one who created the world, the universe, you know, all of the beings, and makes the sun rise and the oceans get waves and cycles and all of that, isn't capable of providing for your child?
No, I'm not saying it's incapable, but I'm saying as a parent, because it's weighing me down. But I'm just saying it's an instinctual response, right? I mean, any parent would have for their kids.
It is something that people are taught.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that belief that you have to be everything for your child because they have this disability, whatever the disability is, actually keeps your child from becoming all that they could be. Because you have beliefs about their limitations. And your beliefs about their limitations may not be true, but they're true for you. And so you do everything you can to keep your child within the limitations that you have.
Right.
By giving Creator permission to care for the child, to provide for the child, to help the child become who they truly are, you are actually giving your child the freedom to live an even bigger life than you have ever imagined. So that's what they want you to do. That's why they're saying for you to let go of your responsibility and allow the creator to do the creator's part, whatever that is.
So I should say,
well, you'll still be there for your child. You'll still love your child. You'll still, you know, do whatever it is that you feel inspired to do, but you'll be doing it out of love and not obligation, not out of society says you have to do this.
Right.
Okay. So if you say yes, then that's what you're agreeing to.
Yes.
Okay. In three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you are only responsible for you? You have other people in your life that you love, people that you provide for because it is your choice, not your duty. So whether those other people be children or parents or spouses or whomever they are, that it always come from love and not a sense of obligation. So if you would like to have that shift so that everything is based in love and not obligation or duty, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And how do you feel now?
I'm still feeling the same thing. Nothing has changed.
That's interesting because they're telling me that, okay, the stuff is detached. She should be feeling different, but you're not feeling different.
Yeah. Still same thing.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? That you are the one who decides what happens with your energy. And if you say no one is going to be sucking your energy, then no one can suck your energy because it is your energy, it is your right, it is your choice, and nobody else has the power to take anything from you unless you have agreed to give it. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, I'm afraid to ask, but I'm going to ask anyway. So how do you feel?
I'm still having the sensation, my dear. To be honest, I have to be sincere, you know. I cannot lie to you.
Oh, I don't want you to lie to me.
Yeah, I have to tell you the truth, exactly what is happening. You know what, another thing is, you know, this is sometimes worries me, and it's kind of a fear comes into me. I say, will I be okay?
Yeah.
Will I be okay? Will I live?
Yeah. I don't see that there's anything that's going to, you know, end your life anytime soon or anything. It's
because this constant draining is making me really worried now, because my mental functioning and all this weakening and all that is happening.
Okay, then we will, since I can't figure out what it is that's still making you feel that way, when I work with someone, my guidance lets me connect with their energy. And I can feel that your energy has changed from the work that we've done. There's a,
right.
a certain calmness that's there that wasn't there before. And
okay.
I don't feel the draining that you're
okay.
describing. I just don't feel it. But that's okay. If you feel it, then I trust that you feel it.
So maybe, you know, what I'm saying is maybe as the time goes by, maybe it will change.
That is possible. Sometimes it takes us a while to accept a change. But let's do this too, just so that you can have a different kind of perspective of it. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that in every moment you are connected with the Creator, and the Creator is filling every cell of your being with love, light, all of that beautiful energy of the Creator. So if anyone is attached to you and sucking off energy, you are instantly being refilled. You will never run out of energy because your connection with the Creator is eternal. And as long as you exist, the connection is there. And as long as the connection is there, you are being filled with that energy. And so no one can ever take all of your energy because you have an unending supply that is coming from the Creator. And if you would like to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
I'm still feeling some tingling sensation, but maybe, as I said, I think maybe as the time goes by, maybe it will change. That's all I can say.
Okay.
But the symptoms are there still. I mean, I can feeling that thing. Yeah, very, very strange. I mean, I tell you what to tell you. But anyway, I have another question, if you could, if you don't mind me asking.
Okay.
I'm out of work right now, so I'm looking for a job, for a new job. So, do you see anything for me coming up soon?
So is this something that you're worrying about?
Yeah, I'm kind of a little bit worrying also. Not too much, but yes. Because it's just only a couple weeks for me. So which is I'm out of work. So, but it's not that worry. But I'm little because I have responsibilities. So yeah, it's, if he prolongs a little bit further, so down the road, it will become a little bit worrisome. Of course, yet it is, you know, that will worry anyone. So I'm no exception in that, yeah. It is worrying me a little bit, not too much, yeah. But that's not
okay.
What it is. This thing is the draining part is, it was going before even I was at work or I was working. So that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Well, they're showing me that you have this, it's kind of like almost a knot of anxiety around work and providing and
right.
being the support of your family. And
right.
Yeah, there's like this knot that you've got.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
So what do you see for me?
I see that once you let go of that knot and accept that there really is the perfect job, it's out there. It's ready for you. It's like it's waiting, but your knot of anxiety and all of that kind of stuff is kind of getting in the way for you to actually connect with it. So let's see if we can get your knot to go away. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the knot, completely unraveling everything that contributes to that knot, all of the worry, the anxiety, the cultural and societal beliefs about you being the man and you have to provide, and if you don't have a job, then you're not a good man and you're not a good husband and you're not a good father and you're not a good whatever else is tied in there. Boy, there's a lot of knots in your knot. So if you would just like to completely and totally let go of all of that influence that is outside of you that is forming that knot and all of those beliefs that have been put into you by your culture, by society, by your family, by your parents, by whomever it was that put them in there, and to just accept that it's okay. You are just moving forward in your life. This is just a temporary part of your life. It's an opportunity for you to step back and decide what it is you want to do from this point forward. It's an opportunity for you to truly embrace who you are. So every bit of this is opportunities. And if you would like to accept the opportunities and release all of the things that are knotted up there, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And so whenever you start wondering and worrying or anything like that, you can just simply say to yourself that you release the need to resist. Mm-hmm. Because when you start releasing the need to resist, then you don't accumulate all of that negativity because there's nothing for you to fight against. And it's when you're fighting against stuff that you start building up all of that tension.
Okay.
So when you release the need to resist, then you are opening up to what is coming.
Sure.
And they're showing me that you're going to have three different job offers, and they're all coming soon.
Around what time? Do you have any time frame here?
Oh, my guidance never gives me time frames.
Well, anyway, just a tentative or something approximate. You don't have to be exact.
Well, let's see if they'll tell me anything. They're saying within the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
But you can't hold them to that because the more you change, the more you open up and stop resisting, the faster things can come into your life.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Well,
very good.
Good luck and have a wonderful time discovering that job that's perfect for you.
Okay. Thank you, dear. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Ms. Barbara. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm a little, sort of don't have enough energy to finish up today, my days, during the daytime. I'm just feeling tired and drained, for some reason. I know I just started this new job, but I was feeling this way before I started, and after, you know, I work at night too, and I, when I get off about, I go to work at 11 at night and get off at 8, and I come home and shower, and I lay down and go to sleep, and I wake up to about 8 o'clock that night, and that just draining me, and that is what's bothering me right now. But on my new job as well, I met a friend, and I just want to know that, do you see us in a relationship, and do I have another job? With the coaching, I talked to the coach, and he hasn't gotten back with me yet, so I don't know. Those three things right now is on my mind here.
Okay. Oh, your energy just does feel... you're making me tired, Melvin. Okay.
I don't know if I have an infection or something. I don't know. Congestion, or I don't know what it is. It's just draining me.
Okay, let's do some work. So, would you like an infinity healing for letting go? Letting go of the past, letting go of the past job, letting go of the whole situation that ended that job, letting go of everything connected with it, letting go of all of the turmoil and all of the transitions that you've been going through, letting go of all of the frustrations and all of the negativity that you're feeling about your life, the situation, the job, and everything in your life, just completely and totally releasing the past, so that you can live in the moment and know that everything is okay and that you can be filled with energy. And if you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And so I want you to repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
I release the burdens of the past.
I release the burdens of the past.
I am loved and supported.
I am loved and supported.
I release the regrets of the past.
I release the regrets of the past.
I am choosing to love my life.
I am choosing to love my life.
I release all of the chains and bindings of the past.
I release all the chains and bindings of the past.
I am living now.
I am living now.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, I can feel your energy changing. How do you feel?
Yes, ma'am. It's coming. I feel it changing. Yes, ma'am.
You've been dragging around a bunch of stuff with you. No wonder you were tired.
What kind of stuff is it? I mean,
just everything that's happened. I mean, the last year, maybe 2 years, have been really just bleh in your life. I mean, it's like everything's been changing, and not in the ways that you expected, not in the ways that you wanted. And it was just weighing you down, and you just needed to let that go.
Yeah.
And now that you've let that go, you can start accepting the things that are coming to you, including the relationship, which you might now actually have energy to have a relationship.
Yeah. This woman, her name is Denise. Do you see us in a relationship? She works, you know, I work at Walmart at night, but she works during the daytime. And we have been talking off and on. And what do you see with that?
I'm seeing it as more of a delightful friendship. Someone that you can get together with, you can, you know, go out and have a bite to eat or whatever, sit, talk, laugh, just enjoy each other's company. That's what I'm seeing for it for now. It's just kind of a delightful friendship.
Okay. Well,
so,
is she...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is she interested in me to take you to another different level in a relationship after, you know, just going out, eating, hanging out.
And what they're telling me is that you just need to keep it light. Just keep it light for now. Don't worry about, you know, is this going to become more? Where is this going? Don't even think those kinds of thoughts. Just enjoy the moment. Just have a good time right now. Because she's there to help you to start lightening up. You need to learn to just enjoy life, to be light, to be fun, to just enjoy.
There's been so much, you know, on me, so, you know.
Yeah.
That's
why they're saying you just need to have fun. Yeah.
Right.
So you're learning to have fun, to just be light, to be this wonderful person who's enjoying life, to let the true Melvin come back. It's like he's gotten so buried under all that stuff that's been happening in your life that you need to remember who you are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I try to fight through all of this negativity or whatever, this energy that's dragging me. I try to fight through it and try to remember who I am and how motivated I used to be. And I can motivate someone else, but it was time to motivate myself. I don't have, I'm drained.
Yeah.
But since you just did what you just did, I'm in a job field of energy. I mean, my energy level
good.
Is drained. Yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah, and did you see this coach giving me a call back? And I'm going to call him when I get off the phone. Do you see them giving me a chance to get back on the field? And so far, I've been working at Walmart. And do they like my work? I mean, I love working there, but it's just the hours, like going in at night. I would rather be at work right now, going in from about 8 until about 3:30 in the afternoon, because I'm a diabetic and I stay on my feet and. It hurts. My back as well. So it's just so much.
Well, I'm not saying that they're having any kind of problems with the work that you do, so there's no complaints about that. I think that you should call the coach and talk to him today and make sure that you are being yourself, that you're not, you know, being that weighted down person, which you're not right now, so now really is a time to call him. And just let him know how you can be a benefit to him and to the team. Let him know how much better his life will be if he brings you into it.
Right. Okay. Will I get a good outcome?
I still see that there is going to be a job there for you, that you are going to get back into the coaching, that is going to happen.
At this particular school, the one I went to.
They're not really showing me what school, what it looks like or anything like that. They're just showing me that you're out there working with these young men who are on this football team. So.
Okay. Okay, I hope it's this year, isn't it? Is it this year? Because they're already doing spring practice, but it'll be over with Friday. But actually, the practice starts in August.
And they're saying that now is a really good time for you to talk to him. So it looks okay. pretty good for you. So, you know, give him a call. Let him know the benefits that you are going to bring to him and to the team. And and then just let it flow the way it needs to flow. And don't start worrying. No matter what, don't worry.
Yeah, you're right. And I did follow a pill on my unemployment benefits. I did, you know, talk to the people, and they denied it again. But I just filed it, and so I'm going to call this attorney today. Her name is Gail, and I just want to know, will she take my work miscomp case and also help me get my back pay of my unemployment benefits? Because I got injured on my previous job.
I'm seeing that that could be a very beneficial relationship, the relationship with that attorney. So, yeah, go ahead and pursue that, so that you can resolve that whole issue.
Yeah, get that out of my way. Well, I can work on the bigger thing, you know, with my son passing. I needed a big time attorney to take tasks.
Yeah, go ahead and resolve the things, the little things, so then you can focus on what's next. Yeah. But I'm seeing that things are going to work out well. They're showing me that things are going to work out well. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Barbara, so much.
Thank you, Melvin, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 865. Hi, who's this? That is a 6 and a 5, isn't it? Looks like it. Area code 865. Okay, I'll put you back on hold then and move to the next one. Area code 573. Hi, who's
Hello,
this?
Hello, I'm sorry. This is Jason. No, I'm sorry. I'm at work right now. But I have to ask this question. Are you still there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I did an interview the other day.
So I'm assuming you're going to leave your present job for this new job when it comes?
Yes.
Because you don't feel happy in the job that you're in now. Okay. All right, let me get past that and see what they're showing me. There's something there, something that you feel about you that's kind of in the way. How do you feel about you?
What do you mean by my confidence?
So do you feel that you are worthy of this new job? Are you good enough? Do you value yourself?
Yes, I do. I feel like I can do it and I'm good enough. It's not really a hard job.
Is it a job you really want?
Yeah, I want it because it'll let me kind of reconsolve. I do want something better than that. To pay it more, but I need something that'll be better for my son and me, just about the weekend off. I can spend time with him, and I'll get holidays off, and then it actually allows me to move up. This job I'm at right now kind of keeps me stuck, nothing really comes, there's like no higher position I can get into. Somewhere I am now.
Okay. Well, let's do a little bit of clearing work, and because there's some stuff you need to get out of the way. All right, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing the fears around this new job, around the possibility of getting the job, around keeping the job, around whether or not the job will actually work for you the way you truly want it to? So if you'd like to let go of all of that fear that you have around that stuff, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any negativity that you have around your current job? Any negativity that would carry over or get in the way of you getting the new job? Any negativity that gets in the way of you actually living and loving your life? If you are ready to completely and totally let that go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you deserve this new job, that you are good
yes.
enough to have this new job, and that this is an opportunity that you are willing to accept? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, so think about the new job now, and how does that feel?
Feels better, feels lively.
Okay, we'll do one more little bit here. So would you like an infinity healing for connecting you to the job that's right for you? If it's this job you've interviewed for, that's wonderful. If it's a different one, that's wonderful. Whatever job is actually right for you and is going to create the life that you truly desire. And the phone line dropped. So if you're listening to the recording, then say yes, and I'll say it for you. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Ah, you're back. Okay, you're back. So I don't know how much you
yes.
heard of what I said.
Yes, you said go on the right direction to find a job right for me.
Yes. So this infinity healing will bring you into alignment with the job that is right for you, that will take you to the job that provides you with the money, the hours, everything that you're looking for, so that you can live a full and complete life that is not the job is the most important thing, but you are actually the most important thing in your life. So if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, now how do you feel?
So better.
Okay, there's still a little bit of worry there. What is it?
I just think I'm tired.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for renewing your energy? For knowing that in each moment you are receiving all of the energy you could possibly need or use from Source that there is never a shortage of energy and that you never, ever need to think that you are just using your energy and that's all there is, because you are connected to Source and it is an endless supply of energy now and forevermore. And if you'd like to accept that, say yes.
I'm so sorry. I have to go.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And say yes to the energy, okay?
Okay, yes.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Wow, it seems like everybody needed energy today. You know, we hear all these stories about five planets, I think, in retrograde. I don't remember. It's one of those things that I don't really pay much attention to. And sometimes those changes in the cosmos can leave us feeling empty, drained, whatever terminology you want to use. But when we remember that we are not just these physical bodies. We are so much more. And each and every one of us has Source, the Creator, God, the universe, whatever name you want to use, within us. And that we are hooked in to an unlimited supply of energy. That energy is always there. And we can tap into it. So even if we're feeling tired, we can tap into that energy and get that boost and go ahead and move forward with our lives. And I've actually done that from time to time, like when I was cutting the yard and the grass was knee high. And there were times when I would just say, oh my gosh, I am so tired. And then I would catch myself. And instead I would say, I am now being re-energized. And I would take a deep breath and I would have more energy. So everybody has access to this energy because each and every one of us is connected to Source. And you can ask for a boost of energy, or you can just open yourself to receiving the energy. It's always your choice. And you never, ever, ever have to go without the energy. It's one of the things that I would always teach people when I was teaching them how to do Reiki, because that energy that you're using when you're doing Reiki is not your energy. And I would always tell people, do not use your energy. Don't even see that your energy is a part of it. This is the energy from God, from Source, from the infinite substance. And that is what you are giving to someone else. And that is what is also there for you. So even if you don't do Reiki, you still have that energy. It is a part of who you are. And there's no way that anybody can ever cut it off from you. So allow yourself to utilize the energy that is there for you. So just remember that whenever you're feeling less than completely energetic, you can say, I am now being re-energized by God. And let the energy flow. Okay, it's been a great show. Thank you everyone who called in and shared who you are and did the healing work that other people could benefit from. I will not be here on Friday, so it will be next Tuesday before I am back. But I look forward to working with each and every one of you. I hope everyone has a beautiful week. Okay, now you're going to raise your hand in the last 3 minutes. Okay.
Hey,
I thought that was you, Kevin.
I forgot how to raise my hand. It's been so long.
Oh, so I should have been saying, press 1 to raise your hand.
Right. Yeah, I was pressing 6 and nothing happened.
Oh, you were muting yourself then.
Oh, is that what it was? All these different systems have different keys, you know, for each conference network. So how are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm going through all types of crazy things right now. So I need Barbara. I need to get a healing here really quickly.
So what kind of crazy things?
Where do I start? I'm separated from my wife. I'm in the process of manifesting some roommates to move in with me so that I can pay my mortgage, which was due yesterday. And so, I'm in the process of investing in a new business venture, and I'm about to manifest the funds that have to be done by midnight tonight. And so it's a lot of craziness is happening. And then
okay.
I got back a week ago from a trip, a business trip with this new venture. So I'm really, really excited about what's about to happen.
Well, that's good. And so what they're telling me that we need to do is we need to get off the radio show, and then you call me and we will work on some of this stuff.
Oh, fantastic.
So let's do that. And yeah, you've got like 20 minutes?
Yeah, I have 20 minutes.
Okay. That's perfect.
All right.
That's how much time
perfect.
We'll need.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, then, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you in a week. And I'm Kevin. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.